Hello, world. This is Keaton Salzman recording from Yuma, Colorado at my cousin's house. And yes, we do have more questions on the way. Here is my special guest, Trevor Salzman. Trevor Salzman, hold on. Sorry, I gotta catch my breath from all the running I just did. How are the Rockies being successful?
Like I said, they just won today. They're being successful at pitching really well, and I think I really like what they're pitching. Has potential of. I can say a lot of things is sports of potential. I mean, a lot of it's production right away, but this Rockies rotation is just so young. And they're probably still really, really young rotation in the baseball. As far as MLB wise, they're still one of the youngest pitching rotations in Major League Baseball right now. They're pitching better. They're playing all around hitting. They're not like pitching well, then they're hitting bad. That's how they lose games. Or they're pitching bad to lose games. That's kind of they just kind of early on, they kind of found ways to lose games, and you cannot lo find ways to lose games in Major League Baseball. You need to have production for pitching, and you need to have production for hitting. If you get those two things, you're going to win probably 99% of the time. So the Rockies, they're doing so well right now. I like where they're hitting. As far as on the road, they have the best record on the road right now in Major League Baseball. So they're doing better as far as on the road. They're really, really good on the road actually, which is huge. I would like to see what this is. What I'm challenging the Rockies to do. They need to do and be better at home. They have to be better at home. You look at last year. I don't remember what the record was last year. I don't have it with me or the top of my head. But their production is so well last year at home. That's the reason why they snuck in as a wild card in the playoffs. That's how they got in the playoffs because they have production at home. A lot of teams in sports all around, especially the Rockies, Nuggets, whatever, Broncos, Avalanche, they have to have production at home. Home is you have to have home field advantage. You have to win at home in order to be good in the playoffs. You can't just win all your road games, or win, a lot of your road games. You can't win it, and you can't actually win at home. The Rockies have got to finish at home. They've got to start winning games at home. They've got to start pitching well at home, and they have in some games. And they've for sure got to start hitting better, which I think will help this team a little bit more. But I like where they hit on the road. They end up sweeping the Mets. So then, they beat them all three games as they played. So I don't remember. I don't know who they're going against now. I think they're going back. I think they're coming back to Coors Field, which they need to be better, be productive at Coors Field. It's so important for this Rockies team to be productive. So pitching and as far pitching and hitting, it needs to combine and they need to come together because hitting has not been well so far. But the pitching and hitting is finally coming together. I feel like they're finally playing as a team now again. They're kind of on a little rough track there, but. They're playing better now, so pitching in and hitting better is the key for this team.
Okay, we have had two football questions, one baseball question, and now we are on to our last question, a basketball question. What off-season moves do you think the Nuggets will make this year?
The Nuggets. With the Nuggets, it's so like up and down with the Nuggets. They have to. This year, I for sure thought they'd make the playoffs, and I thought it should have been the goal for this team to make the playoffs. It's so hard for, me to kind of judge what they're going to do in the offseason because, again, you don't know what free agents are going to do. The Nuggets are in a tough spot right now. They got Paul Millsap last year. They're big free agency signing. This is a guy that's supposed to, be the leader on the team and help them get over the playoff hunt and really get them, in the playoffs. And you can kind of say that this year was kind of a little bit of a failure. While they did get better record-wise, and that's a good thing. And I think Jamal Murray, Gary Harris, Paul Millsap, Jokic, they got better throughout the year. Paul Millsap was hurt. That's a big thing, but there's no excuses in the NBA. You got to produce. They didn't produce down the stretch. I think it wasn't until like the last 15 or 12 games or so of the season they started producing. You started winning games, in a row. What they really struggled with was beating teams at home or beating teams on the road that they should have beaten easy. But they in the games that they should have won, that's what really hurt this team for not going to the playoffs. But offensive moves, it's gonna be really tough for them this year. Kenneth Faried, what are you gonna do with Kenneth Faried's contract? He's I think owed like about $12 million this year. What are you gonna do with that? Are you gonna trade him? I mean, he's on the bench. He's not producing for your team. He's not on the court playing. You have Paul Millsap. Paul Millsap is your four. He's your power forward right now. Him and Jokic are right there. Are as far as your starters, as far as the front court. So Kenneth Faried, you need to trade Kenneth Faried. You need to find a way to move him with the draft pick, either send a second round pick with him, move him on to another team because he's got, I think he got one more year left on his deal. Then you got to send Kenneth Reed out. Kenneth Reed is not producing right now. He's a manimal. He's supposed to be really, really good here in Denver, you know, in Colorado. You know, so he's supposed to be really, really good. He's not producing. He's a guy that is just, you know, you need to save salary cap. You need to get players that can play defense but can play offense as well. This team has got to do better as far as, you know, just offseason moves. This team needs to be more aggressive. They need to be aggressive this offseason. They cannot just afford to not do anything this offseason. If they can't do anything this offseason, I'm not saying they need to go out and sign LeBron James or anything. Obviously not going to happen. But I'm saying that they need to go out there and they need to make enough moves or good enough moves to get players in here that can be productive. Defensive players. Defense first. And defense, I'm just saying defense, they need guys with offense too. So the Nuggets, it's hard to say. They need to get Will Barton back. You know, they have a lot of production, you know, from their bench, but they need more production from that three position. So it's kind of hard to tell with the Nuggets, but, you know, we'll continue to talk about the Nuggets moving forward.
Thank you very much, Trevor Salzman. This has been a podcast from Yuma, Colorado. Thank you. No news. Like, a podcast, you know what that is?
Broadcast.
No, it's pod. There's such a thing as pod. Which is basically just talk about something. And I have my own, which has a safe on it. Like, if I want somebody listening to it, they have to ask me over it if they could get the code.